Kick off summer with Memorial Day savings at Lowe's. Right now, get five Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances and save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances $396 or more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/28. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolocumab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
First, tax cuts and cost of living measures are two budget measures that could be sidelined if there's no deal between the European Union and the United States in response to Donald Trump's tariffs. The warning comes from Minister of State Neil Richmond, who says the fallout from the imposition of tariffs has left the Irish economy in a tight situation. And it comes as the Taoiseach and Tánaiste seek to reassure that they are on the same page with their views on the recently agreed deal between the US and the UK. Joining me now, Henry McGee, political correspondent for the Irish Times. Harry, good morning.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
Now, let's talk about that disagreement or apparent divergent views of the Taoiseach and Tánaiste on exactly what the US-UK trade deal might mean.
Yeah, it's really, when it was announced last Friday, Taoiseach welcomed it, but in later comments, the Tánaiste, Simon Harris, was essentially saying that once agreed, it kind of normalised the notion of tariffs as part of a normal trade. And his comments seemed to be critical of that deal, so they didn't seem to be on the same wavelength in relation to their responses. Yesterday, spokespeople for both the Taoiseach and Tánaiste said that they were talking about different contexts, that the Taoiseach was welcoming it because at least it allowed for a lowering of some of the astronomical tariffs that had been suggested in recent weeks, including those with China that went up to 124% and even higher at some stages, that the tariffs were coming down to some level of normality. And the spokesman said, of course, the Taoiseach's preference, as is the Tánaiste's, would be for zero tariffs. So the government spokespeople were essentially insisting that both were on the same page, that they want zero. But real politic-wise, I suppose, Tánaiste and Neil Richmond, as reflected in our article this morning, are essentially, you know, saying that, that tariffs are becoming part of the new normal in relation to global trading relationships.
I mean, it is now widely agreed that this was not a trade deal between the United Kingdom and the United States. It was a kind of a memo of kind of intent, but a trade deal takes years to negotiate, and it's all in the detail. The devil is in the detail. If you look at the Mercosur agreement or any other agreement that the EU has been involved in, it's not something that you sign overnight and say that's a deal. So this may be more about Ukraine, about the UK wanting to give Donald Trump a win, just like the Houthis gave Donald Trump a win and Hamas gave Donald Trump a win, because that's the kind of man he is. He needs wins. So Keir Starmer was giving him a win.
He does, yeah. He needs wins on the golf course. And obviously he needs to have to be able to show that he's won, even though the victories are often Pyrrhic victories because last week, I mean, the situation with China looked like it was beginning to come home to roost, with the port of Los Angeles lying almost idle in scenes that we hadn't seen since COVID, and huge concerns in the US in relation to, you know, the implications of these very, very punitive and stringent tariffs on China. Donald Trump is saying that people, you know, that children could get away with one or two dolls rather than more, pay a little bit more for them. They could do it one or two pencils. But it's clear that the US consumer likes to have choice and likes to have many things and likes to have them at a cheap price.
It dawned on him, and people around him were telling him, like, are you going to become the Grinch? Are you going to become Scrooge? Are you going to be the man who destroyed Christmas 2025 for American children? Because that's where it was heading.
Absolutely. And that's why we saw this retraunch in Geneva, where the US and China dramatically reduced tariffs to still a very high rate. But I suspect that as time would go on, that they would become lower as well. But at the same time, I mean, you talked about the UK deal. It was a very broad brush deal. If you look at Mercosur, as you referred to, Pat, and CETA, the trade agreement between the EU and Canada, they took years and years of negotiations, and they went through every single line and detail with a fine tooth comb in so that they would be able to account for every single eventuality. What we have basically with the UK and the US is essentially a one page deal with broad brushstroke kind of agreements. For example, the tariffs on steel have been reduced, but there are clauses there. It's only steel that's imported pure, as it were, that's not part of any other component. If the steel forms part of another component, it's subject to full tariffs. The tariff-free for cars, which is a boon, but it's only 100,000 cars, Pat. So once they go above 100,000 in terms of exports to the UK, they will be subject to full tariffs. And then the quid pro quo was kind of concerning because an increase in imports into Britain of US beef and of US chicken, they're insisting that none of them will have had hormone boosters, and also that the chicken will not have been washed with chlorine, which is a big no-no for European consumers. But you kind of wonder how long they'll be able to hold that back.
Yeah, and who's inspecting
because
anyway?
Because it doesn't have the power that the EU has in terms of negotiation.
But the EU can't send their inspectors in to American farms, go on the ranches and check the beef for hormone feed. You know, it's...
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
Kick off summer with Memorial Day savings at Lowe's. Right now, get five Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances and save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances $396 or more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/28. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Imagine relying on a dozen different software programs to run your business, none of which are connected.
And each one more expensive and more complicated than the last. It can be pretty stressful.
Now imagine Odoo. Odoo has all the programs you'll ever need, and they're all connected on one platform. Doesn't Odoo sound amazing? Let Odoo harmonize your business with simple, efficient software that can handle everything for a fraction of the price. Sign up today at Odoo.com. That's Odoo.com.
summer is coming right to your door. With Target Circle 360, get all the season go-tos delivered just when you want them. Snacks, towels, and even pillows. Get it all delivered the same day with Target Circle 360. Restrictions apply.
It's a nonsense, really, but it may screw up Britain's chances of doing a proper deal with the EU.
And I'm sure
Keir Starmer's aware of that.
That's right. That's happening next week on the 19th. There will be a very crucial summit between the EU and the UK in relation to looking for a kind of a new, slightly more benign post-Brexit trade deal between the blocs. They'll be discussing other things as well, including security, communications and all of that. But I mean, the trade deal, the trade part of it will be a very important component. But I mean, the net effect of it all for Ireland is that in that kind of atmosphere of uncertainty, the departments of finance and public expenditure are holding sway, and they are actually issuing warnings now, you know, that don't expect a giveaway budget in October. The situation will be uncertain. The economy could be slightly tight. So the kind of the windfall benevolence we saw in the last number of budgets will very much not be repeated. And they're also talking about, you know, tariffs now becoming a reality, and that has to be factored in to budgetary calculations as well. So I think we will see very little once-off spending measures in October's budget, breaking a pattern that's been there for the past 5 years, essentially since COVID.
Yeah, it may hopefully get them to concentrate on spending our money wisely as well. They're going to go ahead with infrastructural spending. That's one of the things that Neil Richmond said, that that would not be impacted by any changes in the strategy. But when you hear that they're prepared to tolerate the notion of spending $2 billion or more on the National Maternity Hospital on the St. Vincent's campus in Donnybrook, and they're just saying, and it might even be more than that, you know, it's cavalier.
Yeah, and I think from Martin Wall's report, it looks like there are a couple of factors behind that prospective price, which have all been influenced by the experience of the National Children's Hospital. I think that nobody wants to go into that process, lowballing the actual final price.
But that's a stupid way to go about doing business. I mean, if you go in as a private consumer trying to build a house and you say to the builder, well, you've got $3 million to build the house, but I don't mind if it goes a bit higher because of costs. I mean, that's no way to negotiate.
No, but I think the pendulum has swung the other way now. So I think they're kind of saying, you know, if every single contingency happens and, you know, things happen that don't go well for us, all of those costs have to be factored in. So that's part of it.
I don't get this.
One that goes back to the NCH as well, Pat.
Yeah, but I don't get this, Harry, because this is not going to be that sophisticated a hospital. Don't forget, for all emergencies, it's co-located with St. Vincent's to handle the maternal emergencies and so on. So whereas the Children's Hospital has got to have all sorts of bells and whistles to make it work, effectively, a maternity hospital is not for sick people. It's for people having babies, you know, and the emergencies go on to the general hospital. So this should not be a hugely sophisticated build. And that yet they're talking about a similar budget to the children's hospital for that. I mean, I don't know. Are the lunatics running the asylum?
The build will be a very plain build. You won't have a lot of the, and besides the kind of sophisticated equipment that was needed for the NCH, there were also some very indulgent architectural elements that were added to that building that perhaps should not have been added. I believe the building that's being provided for is very plain, that it will be very practical and very functional. I think building and construction inflation has been huge. And also there are difficulties with the site. It's not a greenfield site. It's a site that's within a hospital campus. So the same problems they had with the St. James's site for the National Children's Hospital seem to be repeating here.
But there'll be no Drimna sewer, which cost a lot of money to shift.
Yeah, and it's an argument that was made by you on your programme over many years ago that, you know, for the National Children's Hospital, a site that was closer to the M50 on a greenfield site would have been much more sensible, much more straightforward, much cheaper and much quicker. So the same kind of site issues seem to be emerging as well. But construction inflation is enormous, because if you look at that very good interview that Sean Sweeney, the new program director of Metrolink, did with Daniel Murray in the Sunday Business Post, or the Business Post on Sunday. He was saying that the 10 billion price tag for the Metrolink will be exceeded by as much as 40%. And he also said that the timeline of 2035 is not likely to be achieved. And then he said he's also going to have difficulty finding a global contractor with an international reputation to undertake such a big project as that. So there, I mean, there is an inflation aspect of it that should not be discounted either, and that has become real in the past year or two.
Harry McGee, political correspondent of the Irish Times, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance,
weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Kick off summer with Memorial Day savings at Lowe's. Right now, get 5 Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances and save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances $396 or more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/28. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.